Hello, this is audio number 2, cover letter creation with the Jumpstart Job Search Home Study Program at HallieCrawford.com and create your career path. My name again is Darcy Holoweski, certified career coach and the author of your Jumpstart program. So in this audio, we're going to be discussing the how and why of cover letters. In the very beginning of the workbook there, I talk with you about really, if cover letters are necessary, and I feel very strongly that they are. Clients often are hoping, when we meet to talk about creating their application materials, they're really hoping that I say, oh yeah, cover letters are a thing of the past. They're something we used to do that we no longer do now. But the truth and the reality is that a cover letter is a really important asset that you can use to help you in your job search and help you as you apply for new positions. A resume is obviously incredibly important, but it's a more cut and dry version of your experience and credentials. A cover letter gives you a chance to really explain, talk about, and highlight how well you fit the position that you're applying for. And we'll be talking a lot about that in the cover letter strategy. So do keep in mind that creating a cover letter for each job that you apply to is very important, and we're going to be going over some different tips and tricks within a template for how you can get quicker and, you know, faster at creating cover letters for each job, but having them be very effective for the specific jobs that you're applying for. And so there is a system that I suggest that you use for that that we'll be going over in this section and in the workbook. So first thing I want you to keep in mind as you're creating cover letters is the purpose. What is the purpose of the cover letter? And what I want you to remember is that the cover letter's job is to generate interest in you by the person reading it so that they want to read your resume. So the cover letter's job is not to get you an interview. The cover letter's job is not to get you the job. The cover letter is really used so that people, the employer will say, oh, this person may be a good match. Oh, I like their writing style, or I like this or that experience that they have that speaks to this position. I'm interested in learning more about their credentials, so I'll take a look at their resume. In a sense, this gives you a great opportunity to have the employer already liking you, already interested in you when they take a look at your resume. And that's a much better advantage than simply sending your resume only and then looking at the resume cold without any background on you. So really look at your cover letter as an asset that you can use so that the employer or the person reading your resume will already have a good sense of who you are and how well you fit the position that you're applying for. And so let's get into the strategy behind the cover letter. And what I'm going to say really fits for all parts of your job search, and it just comes up first with the cover letter since it's the first meaty section of the workbook. The thing to keep in mind at all times while you're job searching is, what does the employer need for this particular position, and how do I fill that need? And so we're going to be talking about that in the cover letter a lot, and it will also come up in the resume, interview prep, and your general job search strategies. So it's a great mantra to keep in mind as you're job searching, that you want to put a lot of time and effort into finding out, what is this particular employer's need, and how do I fill that? And you'll be continually asking yourself that, finding clues so that you can figure that out, and then responding to that question in your materials. So one of the ways that it can be extremely helpful and a great clue, you can find lots of clues to what the employer needs, is by looking at the job description for a particular position. It is possible that you'll be applying to companies and to positions that aren't posted, and so I do talk about that later in the workbook, and we'll talk about that in a little bit on this audio. But first, let's assume that you do have a job description that you're working from in applying to a job. If that's the case, I like to tell my clients that it's like getting the answers to the test that they're studying for. It gives you a lot of information about what the employer is looking for and that you really want to use that information to create your cover letter and other application materials. So, like I said, use it as the excellent resource that it is. So, in studying the job description, most job descriptions will include duties that someone is going to be responsible for in this position and also the requirements of the position. So the requirements are going to be where you concentrate on in writing your cover letter. And what you'll do is you'll just really study the requirements that they ask for and check off the ones that you have that you would like to highlight to the employer that you have those. Just because something's listed in your resume doesn't mean that the employer will catch it when they look at your resume for, say, 30 seconds or so. So by reiterating something in your cover letter, by drawing their attention to something in your cover letter, that helps to accentuate the skills that you bring to the job, which fit what they're looking for. So I suggest that people identify 3 to 4 items where they most fit the job requirements, and you're going to be using those to craft your cover letter. And I do give an example in the workbook around a marketing communications manager position that and I include the job requirements listed there. And you don't have to expect that you'll have every single one of them. You do want to have many of them. And if you don't have ones that are really important, some of the ones that are listed at the very top, the top 2 to 3 things in a job description are also often the most important. And so you'll want to have most of those. And then those are the things you'll want to highlight of the ones of the things that you have. You'll want to highlight those. But don't worry if you don't have every single piece of the requirements. It's still often worth applying, even if you don't have every piece. And as long as you can give good reasoning for why you fit a certain position, it can help the employer look past other sort of deficiencies you might have in other areas or with another sort of requirement or thing that they'd like the person to have in the position. So then you're going to identify where you most fit the job requirements, and you'll list those. And then the next thing you're going to want to do is think about in those particular areas that you're going to highlight in your cover letter, what strengths can you bring in that you have with them? So what evidence can you give that shows that strength? And then what strengths did you already identify that you have in the identifying your strengths portion of this workbook that fit with what they're looking for? It could be something around problem solving. It could be something around multitasking, communication skills. All those kinds of things are possible strengths that you've identified that you have that the position is looking for. And you can fit those strengths into the different things that you're going to highlight in the cover letter. For instance, if you're saying something about having a certain number of years of experience in a certain field, you can also mention that while working in those positions, you hone certain skills, such as good communication through doing oral presentations or other things like that, so that you can include the strengths in your cover letter as well. Another kind of strategy that you want to keep in mind is that when you're writing a cover letter, it is your job to connect the dots for the employer of how well you fit. Again, this gets back to not relying on your resume to give the employer all the information about you. It's very common to miss one or two bulleted pieces in a resume. However, in a cover letter, if the person reads it, what you want them to get out of it is immediately how well you fit their position. And so consider yourself your job to connect the dots from whatever previous or current experience you have to the job that you're applying for. Make it really easy for the employer to say, this person is a good fit for us. Even if you're not a traditional candidate, if you connect the dots for the employer, you've done all their work. They don't have to do any work to think of how you'll fit in their company. You've explained it to them. And that will make it much easier for them to say, oh, yeah, yeah, that person's right. They are a good fit. Let's call them, you know, let me look at the resume, and then let's call them in for an interview. And so that gets to if you're in career transition. If you've had a lot of experience in, say, one field, then you're moving into another field, and you're not a traditional candidate for a specific job. This is going to be, your cover letter is incredibly useful for you, and you're going to want to use it to the best of its ability. And that's going to come back to connecting the dots. You want to think about what experiences do you have from your past, the industry that you worked in before, what is transferable into this new position? And there's often a lot of things that your experience provides that will really help the employer and help you be successful in the position you're applying for. But you don't want to put the onus on the employer to figure that out themselves. You want to spell it out really clearly in the cover letter. So, for example, if you're someone who has worked in, for instance, I had a client at one point that was working in the security business, but she had more of a recruiter role within that. And so if someone just looked at her resume, she would see that, oh, you know, there's not a lot of within this job, you know, within her job description or her mostly her job title, there's nothing that says anything about human resources or recruitment. However, if in the cover letter the client is able to explain how much she worked in the recruitment within her company, then the employer is immediately interested and not as worked up that she hasn't been in the HR field specifically for a certain number of years. And so you can be creative with how you connect the dots and then help the employer to see what a good match you are. If there's no job description that's available for a job or for a company you want to work for, or for a job that you believe there'll be an opening for, but they haven't posted anything yet, or if you get an inside tip, like, oh yeah, we might need a something, so you better, you know, go ahead and send your resume to somebody. You're going to want to include a cover letter with it, but you won't have the job description to pull from. And so you don't have, like I mentioned, the answers to the test. So that's okay. Instead, you'll go about finding your clues in other ways. You can find clues by learning more about the company. So if there's no job description or posting available, it's probably because you have an inside connection to a job. So use that connection, ask them questions, see if they can tell you anything about what do you think is going to be needed for this position, what kind of experience do you think they're looking for. You can use your contact for the different clues. And then you can also research other companies that may have posted things, you know, throughout the country in the past month or so. You can look to them if they're a similar sized company or they work in a similar industry. You can look at those job descriptions and say, okay, they were looking for this. That's probably similar to what this other company is looking for. I can use these descriptions to help me. And it might not be a direct match, but the idea is that you'll be speaking to the type of position you're applying for and you'll get some clues about what they might be looking for. So that's how you can handle that situation. In the workbook, I do provide a cover letter template for you. And so this is going to be very helpful as you create your cover letters. And know that in the beginning, whenever you learn a new system, it takes some time. So the first couple of cover letters that you create may take a little while. But as you write more, get more used to writing about your strengths and your experiences, you will get faster. And you'll also find that it helps you in interviewing because you've thought about and written about your experiences and strengths a lot. And so you're much more comfortable talking and writing about those, which will help later in your job search strategy and also in your interviewing, like I said. You'll also find that from job to job, a lot of times the experiences that you list will be similar. So you'll be able to copy and paste from one cover letter to another, certain pieces that you've used. You won't ever use an entire cover letter exactly the same because you will want to personalize it to the company and to the specific position you're applying for. And so I do provide a sample cover letter template and then actual cover letter to kind of see how it's used in practice. Let's go through the template quickly, and so you can get a sense of what your strategy and plan is as you're laying out your cover letter. At the top there of the cover letter template, you'll see that it has a spot for your contact information and your name. I do suggest that you create almost like a consistent theme, almost like a letterhead that you can use for both your resume, cover letter, and if they ask for references, you can also include this contact information and template at the top. And it's just going to allow consistency and show it's a level of professionalism and neatness that that is impressive. And so no matter how you choose to display your contact information, whether you decide to do it as I have in the template or in a little different way, you'll want to make that consistent in your resume and in the reference sheet that you provide to provide that consistency and professional look. Then as you scroll down for the first, for instance, paragraph of the cover letter, you first express your interest in the job. So whether you say it's with great excitement or with pleasure that you apply or that you're very interested in submitting your application, whatever feels most like you, you can include that there. And you're saying that you're submitting your application materials or your resume. You can say, I'm submitting my resume and cover letter for the position. So you're going to say what the position is. And then with your organization, you can either say that, your organization or your company, or you can say the company's name again. Then you're going to say that you're going to list the reasons that you've already decided that where you fit the best with the job description. You're going to list these right away in the first paragraph. And you want to do that because you want to catch their attention. They may have gotten hundreds of applications for a certain job. They might be skimming when they first get your materials. So it's very important that you right away put very briefly how you fit really well for their position. This will generate interest, so they're interested in reading more. If you start out kind of wandering around or not being real clear in the beginning of the cover letter, they may not read to the middle where you talk about how well you fit. So you want to hit them right in the beginning with how well you fit for the position. Then, in the next paragraph, depending on the number of reasons that you list, you'll have a paragraph, a short paragraph, for each reason of how you fit with the company. And this is where you can list different strengths. This is where you can list the experience that you've had. You just kind of talk about it in a, you give a little bit more background to the reason why you fit the position so well. And you'll see in the example that I give how that's done in practice. And then at the end of the cover letter, you want to thank them for reviewing your materials. You can say it in a few different ways. This is one I include, you know, one possible way that you can thank them for viewing your materials. You appreciate the opportunity. You might want to say something like you're very excited to apply for this particular position again. Just something like that that shows your interest. And then let them know that you'd like to hear from them and that your contact information is included. And now, next in the workbook is the sample cover letter. So it's not as helpful if you just see a cover letter without knowing the job description or the job requirements that went with it. So I have included those. These aren't actual requirements. Everything has been changed a bit so that, that we're not taking from any particular company. But we want to look here and see what the requirements are. And you can study those and then notice how they were put into the cover letter sample. So again, you'll see that the contact information is very clear at the top. And then that it's addressed to the company that has the posting. And then you'll see in that first paragraph, it explains that you're very excited to be applying for the position of, and you list the position of the curriculum development associate with that academy. And then you give right away your reasons for why you're a good fit. So this includes that, you know, this particular candidate here has a combination of 8 years of teaching and curriculum design experience. So that's reasons 1 and 2. And also a proven ability to manage short and long-term projects, which comes right from the job description, the job requirements, that's something that was listed. And now in the next two paragraphs, we go into detail as to the top two reasons, being a teacher and also working in curriculum. And so those are helpful. And you'll notice that some different things were included in the description. So, for instance, creativity is mentioned. Creativity is mentioned partly because it really fits this candidate and because it was asked for in the job requirements that someone be creative and flexible. And so this is an important thing to include. And you'll just notice throughout the cover letter how the things that are listed match with things from the job requirements that are also true for the applicant. Now, in the next paragraph where it says, finally, my experience over the last few years in support associate positions has allowed me, and it goes on. What's happening in this paragraph is actually that the person is going through a career transition. They've worked in support associate positions for several years, and now they're trying to get back into education. And so you can see how seamless it is to explain all of the things that this person has skills in that they've been able to develop through their current position that will help in the position that they're applying for. So all the things that are listed, being able to work on multiple projects at one time, meeting deadlines, working on short and long-term projects, excuse me, all of those things are helpful for the position that the person is applying for. And so that gives you a good idea of how to create a cover letter from a template using the 3 to 4 ways that you best fit the job description or best fit what the employer is looking for, and you can really explain to them how well you fit their need. And so after the employer reads your cover letter, they will be interested in you enough to read your resume and see if you're a good fit to call in for an interview. Okay, so that is how to create an excellent cover letter from the Jumpstart Your Job Search Home Study Program with Create Your Career Path with HallieCrawford.com. And my name again is Darcy Holoweski. I am a certified career coach. Thank you for listening.